under what circumstances, if any, can abortions be performed in Arizona now that the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down Roe v. Wade? Well, a Superior Court judge in Pima County next week is expected to give her opinion in a case that will answer that question. KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young has more.
There were no patients around when I visited Dr. Deshaun Taylor's Phoenix Family Planning Clinic on a recent Monday. Taylor says ever since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June, her office has been quiet.
Each provider needed to make their own determinations around what level of risk they were willing to assume.
There are just 9 abortion clinics in Arizona. Many, like Taylor's, have paused or limited services over the last 2.5 months. That's because it hasn't been totally clear what's legal in Arizona after Roe. At first, Taylor stopped all abortion services. She's since resumed medication abortions, but she hasn't been able to bring back enough staff to take on patients who need surgical abortions.
To know that those people are going without care is particularly distressing to me. Those are the people who absolutely are having to leave the state.
Taylor says she's frustrated.
Our leaders are supposed to tell us what laws are in effect and how we are to comply. And that didn't happen.
To understand the current confusion around abortion in Arizona, you have to go back to the 1860s. That's when the Arizona Territory's first legislative assembly met, and those pre-statehood lawmakers banned abortions, making exceptions only to save the life of the pregnant person. More than a century later, in the early 1970s, Planned Parenthood and several Arizona doctors sued over that ban. The state's courts upheld the territorial law, but just a few days later, the Supreme Court established a federal right to abortion in the case Roe v. Wade. So the Arizona judges vacated their decision and issued an injunction to block enforcement of the old ban, and it's still blocked, even though Roe has now been overturned. The state's Republican Attorney General Mark Brnovich now wants to enforce the ban, so he's asking courts to lift the injunction. But Sarah McDougall, an attorney for Planned Parenthood, says the court needs to weigh in on more than just the old law.
If the court goes along with the AG's request and simply lifts the injunction wholesale without any clarification, there'll be this total ban, but then there's also all of these other laws and regulations, and it will be unclear how they all interact with one another.
In the half century since Roe v. Wade, Arizona has made dozens of laws related to abortion. Just this year, the legislature passed a bill outlawing the procedure after 15 weeks gestation. And McDougall says those more recent laws suggest elected officials intended to allow abortions in the state, at least in some circumstances.
The Arizona legislature could have had the territorial ban go back into effect if Dobbs were to overturn Roe, but they didn't.
The Attorney General's office declined to provide an interview for this story, but in court, Attorney Beau Roysden with the AG's office argued the more recent laws were only written the way they were because Roe was still in place.
Those laws were passed by the legislature because the Supreme Court said you are required to recognize a constitutional right to abortion.
He said newer laws don't overturn the older one.
There's nothing in their text that supports the conclusion they're intended to statutorily create a right to abortion.
Judge Kelly Johnson is expected to give her opinion in the case early next week, and abortion will be further restricted in Arizona, whatever she decides. If she sides with the Attorney General, the state would go back to its near-total ban. If she sides with Planned Parenthood, the state's new law banning abortion after 15 weeks will take effect September 24th. But Johnson probably won't have the final say. Either side would be likely to appeal a decision that wasn't in their favor, so the case could end up before an appeals court or, after that, the mostly conservative Arizona Supreme Court. So for Arizona's abortion providers, the future is still uncertain.
This moment is going to have repercussions for generations to come.
Taylor says the court case is only one concern for her. She's also thinking about what might happen in November's election or in the legislative session that begins in January, where lawmakers will no longer be bound by Roe.
I'm quite sure that if we have the current people running the state to continue to run the state, it is their intention that abortion is completely illegal in this state. Like, that interest has been made very clear.
For now, she says she's just not booking appointments beyond this week. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.